Brian Eamon. Bill Vanko in the house this morning, as well as we talk rain tax for the next hour. Yes, rain tax seems what everyone wants to talk about these days. There is a new fee in Maryland, or at least parts of Maryland, the storm water management fee, what is better known these days as the rain tax. How much you have to pay and how it is collected all depends on where you live, of course. This stems from a bill that was passed last year in the General Assembly. And joining us now is the sponsor of the bill, Delegate Tom Hucker from Montgomery County. Delegate, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Bill and Brian.
Let's start with the genesis of this law. It was in response from a mandate by the EPA, the Obama administration, to help clean up the bay. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And thank you for starting at the beginning, because there's been a lot of misinformation put out there about the bill. But, you know, I think everybody ought to understand the bay is our greatest environmental asset, and it's part of our economic backbone. It's responsible for tens of thousands of jobs in Maryland. But, of course, people know it's in terrible shape. It's under increasing pressure from quickly increasing population in the Bay watershed, not just in Maryland, but all the other states as well, and rising levels of pollution. And we know the causes of the pollution. One is sewage and septics. And so years ago, Bob Ehrlich proposed and the Assembly passed the Bay Restoration Fund, which is upgrading our sewage treatment plants and our septics. We also have a big problem with agriculture runoff, but the farmers, we have a lot of incentives for them to reduce their nutrients and to use cover crops. But the biggest unaddressed source of pollution is the stormwater that runs out of our urban and suburban areas.
Okay, can I stop you there? Let me ask you this. If the Obama administration had not, the EPA had not given the mandate to Maryland, would there be a state law today?
It's hard to say. Our bill had been around for 4 years before it passed, and there's a strong argument for the bill because we in Maryland have a unique responsibility to protect the bay, and it's in our economic self-interest as well as something that's very important to every Marylander. However, the Obama administration's mandate from the EPA, it did change the calculus a little bit, and it brought on board local governments who previously had opposed the bill, mostly out of, you know, sort of political hesitation. They just didn't want to pass a new fee. All of a sudden, they were under a federal mandate to do so, and it made sense in that environment to have a statewide approach and a deadline, and that's all my bill did.
So what does Virginia know that Maryland doesn't? Because they took this to court and sort of fought it off.
Well, that battle's not over yet. Virginia's going to have to comply with the federal mandate just as well as Maryland and Pennsylvania and New York. Part of the problem with the politics of the Bay for years is it's easy for every state to point to the other states and say, well, they're not doing enough. Well, historically in Maryland, we have been leaders, which is a good thing and something most Marylanders support. We have stronger environmental laws than our surrounding states. And we're not just doing that out of the goodness of our hearts. We have more at stake. We have more coastline exposed to the bay. We're more economically dependent on the bay than any of those other states. So it's in our interest to clean it up and to continue to be leaders among the states. And I'm very glad we passed the bill, and I think most Marylanders are.
We're talking with Delegate Tom Hucker from Montgomery County. But I want to just ask you on that, because Virginia did challenge it. I mean, Bill's right. They won in federal court. A federal judge said the EPA oversteps its authority and cannot force a state to do this. So, I mean, the president is that, hey, the EPA can't do this, so Maryland or Virginia doesn't have to do it. Maryland really doesn't have to do it unless they want to do it. So I guess that's what my whole point was. If Maryland wants to do it, that's fine, but the federal government can't force you to do it.
Well, look, I don't think the Virginia fight is over. And then number two, if Virginia wants to be irresponsible and pollute the bay, that still doesn't do us any good. We're still dependent on the bay, and we still have an economic self-interest in doing the right thing by it, much less our environmental responsibilities. But what this is not is a new obligation from the state. This only affects, as you mentioned, doesn't affect everybody in Maryland. It affects the 10 biggest counties. Those are the counties that already voluntarily entered into an agreement with the EPA to reduce their stormwater pollution. So if they have what's called an MS4 permit, they have to reduce their stormwater runoff. They don't, most of them, have a good way to pay for that now. Montgomery County is the only county in the state that has had a significant fee enough to clean up its stormwater, and it's been a great thing here in Montgomery County. It's created 3,000 jobs, which are local jobs. that can't be outsourced or downsized, that are going to local engineers and landscape architects and most of all construction workers, that are then putting that money right back in the local economy every time they buy diapers and groceries and gasoline. So, you know, it's been a great jobs program for Montgomery County, and as other counties come on board with their fees, they're going to find the exact same economic benefits.
You said you believe most Marylanders would support this. Anecdotally, that's probably not the feedback we've been getting, and we'd like to hear from some of those Marylanders right now, make them part of the conversation, if you're willing, Delegate, to address some questions. If you have a question about this, comment 410-467-WBAL, 1-800-767-WBAL. You will be on the air with us as we consider the rain tax, what it is and what it isn't. Do you believe this has morphed into something that it wasn't at the beginning, and that's what's kind of driving the conversation at this point?
Needs to take a deep breath because, you know, as you know, next year is an election year, and so I think there's been a lot of misinformation put out about this by people that have a political agenda. Either they want to beat up on the governor, who didn't have that much to do with the bill. He signed the bill, and I'm glad his administration supported it, but it was really driven by the two committees in the assembly, and also by individuals who are running for something else, and they want something to criticize locally. But the idea that this bill sort of snuck up on people is preposterous. We had a hearing in the House and in the Senate for 4 years straight. And some of the stakeholders that are now saying that they're against their local fee, they never testified in any of those 8 hearings. And we had numerous nonprofits and churches and other folks come forward and say they were for this, as well as lots of local small business owners who wanted to, you know, hire new workers and put them to work on stormwater management strategies.
You talked about the economic benefits, but You talk to business owners, you talk to nonprofits, and they say, wow, this is going to be a huge burden, not to mention residents who are going to have to pay this fee as well. Even Catholic Charities said that St. Vincent's and Timonium was going to cost $15,000 a year. The number is it right? $482 million a year Maryland has to come up with in order to meet this requirement?
I don't know that number. It's not a final number yet because, as I said, it's not a one-size-fits-all strategy from the state. The counties, again, were under this agreement with the federal government to begin with when they entered into their MS4 permits. All we did in my bill was say you got to stop kicking the can down the road. You have to obey, meet your federal obligations, and you have to do so by a deadline.
Right.
Because, nobody likes paying for anything, right? None of us like paying
sure.
any of our bills. But the fact is, if they continued to be out of compliance with federal law, they would be spending our tax money not on cleaning up the bay, which, you know, we all think might be a good thing, but on fighting this in court, on paying lawyers and court fees, and then once they lose, paying for the bay cleanup. It just makes sense to be, you know, all the state did that last year was be the adult in the room and say you got to meet your federal obligations and you got to do so by a deadline so we have a statewide approach.
But my point is that business owners are saying, hey, this is almost a doubling of my property tax. This is not going to help business. This is not going to help create jobs.
Sure. I began to say it's not completed. All the counties, we didn't say you have to create X fee, or we didn't even say you have to create this fee structure in this formula. We left it up to the individual county. So every county government just has to, by the deadline we set of July 1st, come up with a fee that works for their county and a strategy that works for their county. So if you look at what Anne Arundel just passed, 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans had voted for it. The Chamber of Commerce was at the table and they supported the bill. The Annapolis Capitol supported the bill, and they've argued in a persuasive editorial recently there should be no delay, and the county executive should sign it. And, you know, so this is business owners and Republicans advancing this because they're being adults too, obviously, and saying, look, we got to meet our obligations under federal law, and we got to clean up the bay. If the bay continues to die, that's terrible for the economy as well as, you know, the state in many other ways.
Brian Eamon and Bill Vanko with you, talking rain tax with Delegate Tom Hucker from Montgomery County, one of the sponsors of the bill that passed last year. Lee is on the line. Lee, you're on Maryland's Morning News with Brian, Bill, and Delegate Tom Hucker. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Delegate, I do not approve of this tax. Maryland is getting to be ridiculous with taxes. But let me go back and say, you want us as citizens to do things. I drive down Perrin Parkway. They have just mowed the median. Where is all the grass? In the gutter. Now, what does that do? That goes down the drain. What does that do? That pollutes the bay. Maybe somebody needs to tell the city, the state, and the county, when you mow the lawn, the grass cannot go in the road. It's not just the grass, it's the trash and everything else. But we as citizens are being taxed for that. That's ridiculous.
Thank you, Lee. Tom, you want to respond?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you see a bad practice like that or a violation, you certainly ought to call the county Department of the Environment and report it, and get somebody to clean it up and report to the state as well. The fact is, aside from any of these individual cases, stormwater is still the biggest source of pollution going into the bay that we have not addressed. And, the state bill, all it did is say the counties have to have a fee in place to deal with the pollution that runs off their properties.
This calls rain a pollutant? Is that what we've gotten down to here?
No. I mean, like I said, folks have a political agenda because they're running for something else next year. They want to call this a rain tax. The fact is, first of all, this strategy has been used all over the country, not just in Maryland. It's not unique to Maryland. It's not a tax. It's a fee, with the difference being taxes go to...
Does that matter to most
everything.
People? I mean, you can call it what you want, but it's something people have to pay.
Well, not necessarily. That's true in the source that we all are likely creators of some pollution. But it's first of all, it's scalable. It's based on impervious surface in most places. So if you have a lot of impervious surface, like you're a Walmart parking lot, you should be paying more because you're generating more pollution. That's just the way that just makes sense and it's fair to people. If you have a townhome in Anne Arundel County, all you're paying is $34 next year. So this is not a huge new imposition. And if you have best practices like rain barrels or a green roof, other things like that, to absorb the water locally on your keep it on your property so it's not running off into the storm sewer, then you get a huge credit against the fee. So, there's also credits in the Anne Arundel bill that just passed for nonprofits, for mobile home parks, entities that are doing the right thing locally. They're encouraged to continue their best practices because they get a cut in their fee.
You mentioned the counties in this covenant that they apparently have with the EPA, but it seems unfair. How is it possible that someone in Baltimore County or Anne Arundel County, a business owner or resident, has to pay this fee or tax, and someone in St. Mary's County doesn't, when that county touches the bay, or Queen Anne's County touches the bay?
Well, I haven't seen a piece of legislation that is perfect yet that we've passed. And the original bill that I introduced in 2009 and was around, the three previous years before the assembly passed it, that included all the counties. Because I think everybody generates some of the pollution and should help to be part of the solution. But the fact is what the assembly found the majority to pass affected the counties that are the largest ones that create the most pollution, because they're already under federal obligations once they enter into those what's called MS4 permits, their stormwater permits. They've already told the federal government, yes, we'll reduce our stormwater runoff. So all my bill did was said, okay, you got to comply with federal law before you get sued. And if you don't get sued by the feds and fined by the feds, you can get sued by a local citizens group or a waterman or somebody else whose economic livelihood is being hurt by the pollution of the bay.
But is there any other statewide law / tax that is imposed on one part of the state and not another?
Well, let's get it right. There's no fee or tax in my bill. All it is a deadline that says all the counties have to meet their requirements by July 1st. And how they do that is up to them.
They could hold a bake sale then?
Yeah.
No, it has to. There's a requirements on it has to be fair. It has to be based on impervious surface. But they can establish credits. The fact is they're just required to create a fee that works for their county and bring stakeholders to the table and have a good inclusive process.
So it sounds like you're saying we'll set up all the rules, but
through their county council.
But we're not going to call it rules. I don't quite get the logic there. Where you're saying we're leaving it up to them, but here's what they have to do.
Well, we think people should meet their federal obligations and stay out of court and avoid federal fines. That's a pretty good thing I think we can all agree on. And the goal of doing this, remember, is cleaning up the bay. So given the fact that the counties for years that had entered into these agreements with the federal government had kicked the can down the road and not raised the money to meet their obligations, the state certainly has an interest in just saying, okay, we're not going to impose a one-size-fits-all a fee on everybody, because that's what everybody said they didn't want. They said they wanted to be able to go back to their county seats and argue it out in their county councils and bring stakeholders to the table and create something that worked locally. That's what we allowed them to do. We just said you have to do it by July 1st.